Okay, today's daf is Meiser Sheni, daf Yud Ches. And we are up to the Mishnah on Yuzayin Mabez, but just, as I said, one other ha'ara relating to the principle that came up yesterday. So the Gemara discussed the principle of not being poda. In poda nasakachim l'achilon l'klavim. One is not allowed to be poda karbanos. And we said that that's the yisod that we hold of, even though how far you go with it is the machlokas here in our Mishnah. Between Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan, you know, what happens in this case where you have the Durabbanan Truma that became Tame. Okay, that was the detail that we got into. But the principle is something that we hold of. And we read that from the Rambam in the Shir in Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach, which, by the way, I mention this every so often when we mention these. It's part of the Rambam's genius. He came up with Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. That did not exist before the Rambam. We have Zvachim and Menachas and Chulin and Bechoros. Right, and the Rambam took from Bechoros all the Mumin, and he took from Zvachim, and he, in his unbelievably methodological brain, organized, first of all, Avot, just reading the table of contents of the Mishnah Torah should be awe-inspiring for us. That would be a lifetime achievement, just to write the table of contents of the Rambam. But in Avodah, the Rambam comes up with Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Klei HaMikdash, Bias Mikdash. These are all phrases and categories that the Rambam made up, right? These do not exist in Chazal, these categories. Isurei Mizbeach, Maisa Karbanos, Tzbidin Musafin. So it's a pretty, Avodas Yom Kippurim. Okay, we'll get that one. But besides that, so anyway, Hilchas Isurei Mizbeach. That's one of the Rambam's creations, and the Rambam describes at the beginning of Hilchot Yisrael Mizbeach, the Asays and the Los Asays, that he's going to talk about 14 mitzvahs, 14, all the Balmum mitzvahs that we mentioned a couple of days ago, that there are many of them. But the Rambam there says, as we know, if an animal gets to be a trefa, there's a carbon that's a trefa, there's nothing to do. Because you can't redeem a trefa, because you're not going to be able to eat it, and you're not makriv a trefa. Why can't you be makriv a trefa? So that's where the Rambam quotes, Hakrivei no lefecha secha, the Pasuk in Malachi. All right, Hashem says, do I want these karbanos? Give them to your officers. Give them to your human leaders. Don't give them to me. And then the Rambam says, quotes the principle, even though they're not royal or karban, you can't be po to them, because ain't po them as a kashan lachim leklavim. So that principle, Hakrivei no lefecha secha, comes up in another context. Very interesting context. And that is the third parak of Sukkah. The third parak of Sukkah starts off with, we know, the famous Mishnah of Lulav HaGazel. Lulav HaGazel V'Hayavish. Chaf Tesim Abayz in the Bavli. Lulav HaGazel V'Hayavish Pasol. Yavish is Pasol. Yavish is Pasol. And the Gemara says, Gazel and Yavish are put together. So that's the Gemara. Kapasik Batani. This is doesn't matter Yantav Rishon or Yantav Sheni. Machlokas Bishonim. What does that mean, Yantav Rishon, Yantav Sheni? But Bishlam HaYavish. Fine, Yavish. Yavesh, I understand why it's pasul always, because hadar be'inan v'leka. Yavesh is not hadar. And therefore, we know that's why it's a problem always. What about gazel? So the Gemara gets into mitzvah baba there. Fine. What's the source? What's behind that line? Yavesh hadar be'inan v'leka. What's the source that you need hadar here, and yavesh is not hadar? The Gemara doesn't quote that. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. What's the problem of yavesh? The Gemara just says it's not hadar. What's the source of that? Four shitas in the Rishonim. What exactly is the source for Yavish? Well, you could, if you five, if you want to count, maybe it's only Dindur Abanan. That's a Das Yachid in the Rishonim. I think the Sefer Hashlama says that. But what does Rashi say? A much discussed Rashi. What is Yavish? De Be'inan Mitzvah Mehuderes. Dichsiv Ve'an Vehu. Zekeli Ve'an Vehu. Hidur Mitzvah. So you need Hadar. Hidur Mitzvah. That's Rashi. Rashi Shita. Beautiful. If you don't look anywhere else, you're like, fine. You trust Rashi and you move on. But Rashi is very difficult. Why? Tosfos there's. Is that Keli V'Anveyu? That's a Lechachila. That's a nice thing to do. You tell me it's Pasul because of is that Keli V'Anveyu? It's a Lechachila. And it's Beferish. It's Beferish a Lechachila earlier in Sukkah and Daf Yad Aleph. Well, the Gemara says, Lulav Sarach Eged Lechachila. And B'Dieved, you don't need it. But you see Beferish that Zekeli V'Anveyu is only a Din L'Chadchila. So Tosfos says, and this is what the Ramban holds also, and that is no. There's a special Din of Hadar when it comes to Esrog. Pre-Eitz Hadar. It says Hadar. Nothing to do with the general principle of Zekeli V'Anveyu of Hidr Mitzvah. It's the unique, this Hadar, and this Hadar is Li'ikuva. This Hadar is Li'ikuva. So that's Tosfos. But then you have the Balamor and the Ravid. Right, the Ravid, very interesting. The Ravid, Hashem, we'll get to this. The Ravid quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Why is Yavesh pasul? Lo amesim yahaluka. Lo ha-meisim yalaluka. The dead can't praise you, Hashem, and yavish chashuv kemes. It's like a dead esrog. And you can't, lo ha-meisim yalaluka, which is a big chiddush. Well, are we praising Hashem when we shake a lulav? Lo ha-meisim yalaluka. So that's the Ravid. The Ravid says that in the Hasagah, the Ravid says that on the bottom of the Rif. He says it in a few places. But if you look in the Baal Amor says, you know what the problem with Yavesh is? Says the Baal Amor, where's the Lashon? He quotes, Yavesh ika lemeimar de'izbei mishum hakriveyun olafachasecha. Our Pasuk of Malachi, that the Rambam quotes by Trefa, the Baal Amor quotes, hakriveyun olafachasecha, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, says the Ramban. It's disgusting, says the Ramban. A dry esrog is disgusting. It maybe it's not hadar, but it's not mos. It's not disgusting. So it's dried out. It's dried out, says the Ramban here in the Mechamas Hashan. V'divrei havai heim shoha esrog hayavish no'eh umishubach v'ola al shulchan malachim. What's the problem? Maybe it's not beautiful, but it's not mos. Yavish sherecho v'noya mishubachim ataposel zeh. Hefech ha'emes ha'nira lo'inayim. Says the Ramban to the Baal Amor, I disagree strongly. But there's hakrivei no lefechasecha. That's where it comes up. So you have zekeli v'anveyu, you have hadar, hakrivei no lefechasecha, and lo ha'meisim haluka. Four different days in the Rishonim. What is the source of Yavish? You read the Gemara, you're like, okay, it's simple. Yavish, hadar, be'inan. But hakrivei no comes up there, like we added yesterday in the Rambam. Okay, so now we get back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah after we had Nute Nutume at the end of the Mishnah, which meant good Kasha, and again, we saw Chaim Kidievsky also says different shot, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Mishnah, Mos Chulin Mos Meister Sheni, Shenis Pazru. What happened? You have money that fell. You have money that fell down, and now on the floor you have some Chulin money and your Meister Sheni money all mixed up. It's scattered. So you're going to pick it up. There are two ways you could pick up money. You could either pick it up one by one, or you could pick it up, like push it all together and pick it up in a bunch. So that changes the halacha. So, Masha Likate, if you pick it up one by one, Likate Lamaiser Shani, Acha Yashlim. If you picked it up by one, then you consider everything you picked up Maiser Shani. Until you finish the Maiser Shani amount, then whatever's left is chulin, and if you're missing some, and chulin loses, right? Vashar chulin, right? That happens if you picked it up one by one. Im balal v'chafan, but if you gathered it, you mixed it all together. V'chafan, right? The word chafina, right? You picked it up in your palm. Lefi cheshbon, then it goes by ratio. Whatever ratio, you know how much altogether was it. So then the loss would be felt by both by Maaser Sheni and chulin, right? That's the difference. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason is, but this is what you do, and we'll see the tznai that you make. And the Mishnah just adds, Ze'aklal ha-mislaktin. Those who, if it's gathered one by one, la-maiser sheni, then it goes to maiser sheni until you complete the maiser sheni, v'ha-nivlalin, but those that are nivlal and all mixed together, la-fi cheshbon, then it goes by the cheshbon, it goes by the ratio. By the ratio, that is the difference. There is a kasha that's, you can ask it this way. Usually when you have Ze'a Klal, it's including something. Right? The Bavli often asks, what is Ze'a Klal including? And then it says the following. Our Gemara, I don't think, asked that question. Don't think it asked the question of what is Ze'a Klal including. So that's for the Mefarshim. So one of the Mefarshim on the bottom of the Mishnayis, the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona on the bottom of the Mishnayis says, what is this including? It's including even if one is rove. Even if one is rove, these are still the rules. If it's one by one, meaning even if chulin is rove, if you gather it one by one, you can still say maaser sheni, until you finished. Or the opposite. If you pick it up all together, it goes by ratio. You don't say that the miut is just batel. That's the chiddush of the, says the Mishnah Rishona. V'im tomar. He says, akati. He asked it as a question. Why don't you? I'm sorry. It's not the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona gives a pshat. Why don't go berov? But it's one of the first in the back. It's the what is it? Let me just find which one it is. The Shalom Yerushalayim. The Shalom Yerushalayim in the back. So he says that's the chiddush of this extra line. The Zakla Bala Ruye Dein Chiluk Benim Amaiser Huro Benim Achulin Urov Bechol Indian Amislakdim Amaiser Sheni VaNevolim Lefi Cheshbon. Fine, that's what it's including. But the Mefarshim and the Mishnah say, why? Why don't you say kol deparsh miruba parsh? Principle that comes up in Shas in a few places. Kol deparsh miruba parsh. Why don't you say that? Right? So different answers given. If you look in the Mishnah Rishona, we quoted him, so we'll do him first. Mishnah Rishona says, you only play kol hadarina miruba parsh, dainu bedavar misuyam, kagon chafatzim v'kelim. Dika kpeda bein zel azeh. You have items that people treat independently. And if they fall into a mixture, so there you would still go by the rove. Aval ma'os, but money. You have a bunch of little coins that are all the same. Shekulam shavim, choshev hakol keguf echad, shehem shutafim bo, shenech nechzar miksaso, havi lefi cheshbon. It says, because it's all the same thing, big fiddish, right? It's all money, it's all the same coins, then you wouldn't go by the rove. If you look in the Tosfos Yontif, he gives a different answer. Tiferes Yisrael gives a different answer. He says, maybe you don't go by rove here because two possibilities. Dover Sheish L'Matirin. There's another way out. There's another way to be solve the chulin maestro shading problem. Shaharei efshar chalan amin matbei acher inami matbei adavar chashuv velo batel, which is kind of the opposite of the Mishnah Rishona. It's a davar chashuv, so it's not batel. Do you say it's so not chashuv that it's all look like one big thing, or it's so chashuv that it's not batel? So two kind of opposite pshatim on the page of the Mishnah. On the page of the Mishnah. Okay. So, says that's the first part of the Mishnah, right? The mix-ups of the money scattered. What if you have two coins? Sela, Shalmai, Sersheni, Velshel, Chulin, Shenis, Arvu. You have two coins that got mixed up. Sela, as we'll see, slime, silver coins. Two coins that got mixed up. So what could you do? What would have I thought that you do? You could go like this. You could say, well, I don't know which is which, but I'm going to pick this one up. If this is the Meister Sheni one, great. If not, then the Kedusha of that one, which has Meister Sheni, should be on this one. And I'm going to treat this one as Meister Sheni, and the other one is Chulin. That would have been straightforward, right? You just pick one up, and you make that Tanai. But you can't do that, as we'll see, because you're not supposed to switch Kedusha's Meister Sheni from one coin to another coin if they're the same type of coin. Right, you could go down, you could go up, as we'll see, as there's more and more in tomorrow's daf. But to go from silver to silver, you have two silver coins here. So you're going to switch the Kedusha possibly from Meister Sheni of coin A to coin B. We don't want you to do that. So you have to have an extra step in the middle. So what do you do? So Sela, Shem Meister Sheni, V'shachul and Shenes Arvu, a Sela, you have these two slum that got mixed up. Maybe Besela Mos, you bring copper coins. Remember, copper's worth less. So let's say for every Sela, you'll have five copper coins. Right, so you have one, you have you bring a selamos va'omer selah shemayser sheni b'chal makom shi muchalal zamos elu, and you say wherever the kedusha shemayser sheni is, should be chal on this copper. So at this moment, for a moment, you have copper shemayser sheni and two silver coins that are chulin. But then uboras ayafa shebehen, and then you take the bigger one. What do I mean the bigger one? Because over time, as it has in the olden days, when the coins were based on their silver content. And over time, they're used, they get rubbed out, and they don't have as much silver in them. So you take the better one, you take the more expensive one, and what do? Umachalin aleha. And then you switch the Kedusha back from the copper ones onto the Sela. And what do you end up with? Copper chulin, one Sela fishor chulin, and one Sela fishor meister sheni. So you're good, and you can take that chulin one and use it outside of Yerushalayim. Right, that's the nafkamina that we're talking about. Mipnei, why do you have to do this? Why do you have to do this whole charade? Mipnei sha'amru, because we say, mechalalin kesef al nechoshes midochek. Money to money, you're generally not supposed to do. Right, no money to money. Right, what do you do? Usually you have fruit to money. Fruit to money, that's pidyon, that's mechilul. You bring that money to Yerushalayim, and then you buy fruit, or buy a carbon. Right, that's the job. What are you going to do? Money to money. You're not supposed to do money to money. So it says here, you're allowed to do silver to copper midochak in a shas atchak. Right? That's even though we don't want you to. As Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds in, you're not allowed to do silver to silver even midochak. And that's why you have to use this copper as the middleman. You can't do it straight from silver to silver. So Mebnei Sha'amr, Mechalim Kesel, Anachoshes Midochek, Lo Shiyakayim Kein, and even that which is allowed from silver to copper, not that you're going to keep it forever, Elachoser, Mechalim, Al-Kesef, just temporarily. So it's Ke'ilu, and again we'll see this on tomorrow's daf, it's Ke'ilu it kind of went straight from silver to silver. But yeah, a little copper in the middle. So that was good enough. So then that's why you do this. So again, what do we speak about? We spoke about if you have a bunch of coins on the floor, scattered, they're mixed up, so what do you do? It depends if you pick them up one by one or you pick them up as a group, bowl alone the chafan. And number two, if you have two coins, two silver coins, how do you, and you're not sure which is which, what do? So then you bring some other copper coins and you go in a circle a little bit. Next case of the Mishnah, Beishamay Omrim, Lo Yasa Adam Eslav Dinare Zahav. A person should not change their silver onto gold. I don't know, let's say you have silver coins, and then, you know, you don't want to take so many silver coins. So less gold coins equals the silver coins. I have 10 silver coins. It's too much to schlep to Yerushalayim, so I want to switch it onto gold coins. Can't do that, says Beis Shammai. Shammai says you can't do that. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Bez Hila Matirin. Misael says you're allowed to do that. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ani Asis L'Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Es Kaspam Dinar Rezov. Rabbi Kiva says, I did it. I did like Beis Hillel. I switched Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua's silver coins for dinari zav, for gold coins. Right? They had Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Akiva lived after the Beis HaMikdash. See, they're dealing with Maaser Sheni money. There was no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Right? There was the Churban. Okay? So that was the, that's the story. What is this story adding? What is the story adding? So if you look at the Ras Silio says, Va'asala Ashmi'inan, it's adding, on the left side, 2 points. Number one, Tafilu Lachachila. Even lecharchila, right? You might have thought this is a shas atcha, kind of like what we said before, mebnei adochik. But maybe this is even lecharchila, right? It says that Rabbi Akiva did it for Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And number two, afilu laadam chashuv, sharu beis hillel. Even for an adam chashuv, we find sometimes in the Gemara, oh, an adam chashuv shouldn't do this. He has to have a little higher standard. Rav Schachter likes to say, you know, rabbis at Talmidei Chachamim have to act in a certain way because the congregants out there say, well, if the rabbi does that, I could do just under what the rabbi does. I don't have to be on the level of the rabbi. So when that rabbi does that, I'll do this. I'll keep this standard. So that's why the rabbi has to keep a higher standard so that everybody else can keep the standard that that is wanted. But really, we know, you know, Judaism is a strong believer that halacha is the same for everybody. Halacha is the same for everybody, right? Unlike other religions where, you know, there's different rules, right? Different rules for the Pope and for everybody else. And there's different rules for, okay, there are certain differences, more prohibitions for a Kohen Gadol, that's true. And a Melech has a few more, but you don't really have a major life change. Kohen Gadol wears tefillin, the Kohen Gadol has to do all the mitzvahs, right? And generally, you don't have to live on a mountaintop by yourself and not get married. Dafka del Hefech. Well, the Kohen Gadol has to be married, right? The exactly opposite. So but again, there is a concept of Adam Chashuv in the Gemara. But, so maybe that's the Chiddush. The Ras Silio says here that you don't have to, even an Adam Chashuv, like these great rabbis, would be allowed to do it. Okay, let's continue. Says the next mission. Says the Gemara now. Amar Rab Zeira. Rab Zeira wonders. So again, back to the first case. What's the first case? You have the money scattered. So if you pick it up one by one, so then you could assume it's all Maaser Sheni until you fill it out. So why is that? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Zeira Kedei L'Saker Sheni. You want to reward, you want to make sure Maaser Sheni gets its fill. Shema Yovdu Ashar. Maybe some of them got lost. And you don't want Maaser Sheni to lose, so do it this way. So then, V'yu Elu Shebiyado Tfusan Ala Sheni. So everything that you picked up in your hand will be tofes, will grab literally Maaser Sheni Kedusha. And if there's any loss, it'll go to the chulin. Amar Reb Zeira, but Reb Zeira adds, "Vitzarech lahasnos." But when you do this, again, I'm picking up the. I have coins all over the place. I'm picking it up, When I get to the Maaser Sheni amount, do I know for sure that that's the Maaser Sheni money? Mistama, there's some Maaser Sheni money still on the ground. So Reb Zeira says, "You have to make it tonight. You have to make it tonight when you do this." Vitzarech lahasnos velomar im elu shelamaton sheni. If those coins that are still on the ground in front of me are those Maaser Sheni coins, you elu shebiyadi tfusin alehen. So kedushas to switch, and the it should go onto the ones in my hand. No mention of chomesh is mentioned by the Rambam. Well, the Rambam quotes this halacha. Some Rishonim say maybe you should need a chomesh, but the Rambam does not quote a chomesh when he quotes this halacha. He just quotes in Maaser Sheni Vav Aleph, Maos Chulun Maos Mais. Right? Why is that important? Because usually when the owner is Poda, you have to add on a Chomesh, which we call 25%. So here it's kind of a Pidyon Besafik, because you're not sure. So then maybe that's why the Rambam leaves it out. Maos Chulun Maos Maaser Sheni Pazru V'Likim Mikan Mikan. Mashalike like lo meiser, ashayashlim vashar chulin. What you gathered, you know, goes to meiser. Do you imagine vashar chulin? Then Baal of a Chafan, he quotes this halacha, but he doesn't mention anything. Umasev yomer, me'el should be yadi hei meiser, hashar chulin, v'mayu hein chulin, then it's mechulal on what I have. So that's just a ha'ara. So what does the Rav Zeira say? Number one, you do this so meiser sheni doesn't lose. And you have to make it tonight. And now we have another limit, Amar Reb Yonah, v'hu shalikeit mikan mikan. This only works if you gather from all different places, right? You have it scattered all in the room and you go to different places and you pick up money from there. Avalim likeit al oman. But if you gathered al oman, we had that word, I think, in Kilayim, in a row, meaning you went to one spot and you picked up all the money from one spot. So then you could probably assume that that's not all Maisha Sheni money. Maisha Sheni and Chulik got mixed up all over the place. So, Kibbola v'chofein hu. If you pick it up in one spot, then you treat it as if it was one big, picked up all together, like the next line of the Mishnah, which would then have to be split by Cheshbon. Right? Levi Cheshbon based on ratio. Why? Because that for sure is not true. That's what the Gemara is saying. If I picked it up from all over the place, it's possible that I got all my Shoshani. Possible. That's when you could use this little trick. You could say, it's my Shoshani, and just in case it's not, then the Shoshani left switches onto the money in my hand. But says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yonah, if it's for sure not true, you didn't even give it a chance, you just picked it up from one spot, then Chazal did not allow you to do this. Not allowed to do this, and therefore, one would have to treat it as if Lefi Cheshbon. Right, let's see the bottom line of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. De lo mistaver lememar, de shal meiser sheni kula naflu ke'echad bechan makom ubekia gavna. It's not mistaver to say that all the meiser sheni money is in one spot. Everything got mixed up. Fine. So those are the couple of limitations on the halacha of the Mishnah. If you pick it up one by one, well, the first part is meiser sheni. You have to make it tanai, and you have to gather it in various places. Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Pidia, Reb Yona b'shem Chizkia. Chizkiah, machlokas Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Chizkiah says, Ein belila ela b'yayin v'shemen bilvad. What's belila? Belila is mixing. Belila, for our purposes, means an assumption of totally balanced mixing. That if I pick up, let's just see, the example, let's just talk about Chizkiah first. Chizkiah says that only applies by liquids. If I have a Meiser Sheni oil, and I have chulin oil that fell into a bottle together, if I pick up any of that bottle, I could assume that it has some and some. There's perfect mixing, every drop. But Chizkiah says that only applies to liquids, because liquids have perfect mixing. Ein belila el b'yayin v'shem elvad. Yayin and shemen are examples. Wine and oil, really it means, as the Marafola says, dovar lach. Anything moist, anything liquid. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Rabbi Yochanan says it even applies to solids. Ad kezesim nivlalim. Take out the hay. Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as it's little pieces, little pieces, tiny little pieces, I don't know, like quinoa, right? Little pieces, right? So that also is nivlal. If you have big pieces, no, just make some of it got stuck in one spot. So also solids could be nivlal. Says the Gemara, Masdisa, Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. The Mepharshim point out, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Mishnah is for sure against Chizkiah. Right? Chizkiah says that belila only applies to liquids. The Mishnah says that if you picked it up all at once, right, bala v'chafan, then you go by lefi cheshbon, by ratio. By ratio, what do you mean? Chizkiah says you don't go by ratio. There's no belila by solids. So Chizkiah for sure is against the Mishnah. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Is Rabbi Yochanan against the Mishnah? So we say maybe he is. Matis is also pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because what does it say? In bala v'chafan lefi cheshbon. The Mishnah says that if you picked it up all together, you go by ratio and it doesn't say what size the coins are. Maybe these coins are larger than a kizayis, and it still says that they're bulul well together, right? So doesn't that prove that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Yochanan also? Says the Gemara, no, lav davka, patala akizayisim. Maybe we're talking about small coins. We're talking about small coins, and that's why there's perfect mixing, and the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yochanan. Again, not like Chizkiah, but the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yochanan. Good. Period, we continue. Hamislaktim. So the next line of the Mishnah said, Hamislaktim l'maaser sheni v'anavol l'fi cheshbon. Right, those that are gathered one by one goes to Maaser Sheni first. And those that are nivlal altogether, the Gemara just bothered that we say the first line said balal v'chafan, and then later on it just said nivlalin. So the Gemara just adds in so that it's parallel. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bun, B'shem Rav Huna, Salkis Masnisa, learn the Mishnah, hanivlalin v'hanechpanin, l'fi cheshbon. Right, they're mixed together and scooped up, l'fi cheshbon, just to make the lashon parallel in the Mishnah. Good. Selah, so that was all part one of the Mishnah. Part one of the Mishnahs, we have a lot of coins scattered, and depends how you pick it up, one by one or all together. What about the next case of the Mishnah? You have two coins, one and one. Selah, shal ma'aser sheni v'shal chulin sheni zarvu. So what did we do? Right, you have two silver coins, one's ma'aser sheni, one's not ma'aser sheni. So you have to bring in a bunch of copper coins, and switch the kedusha from wherever the ma'aser sheni is onto these copper coins, and then switch it back onto the best one, on the one that's worth more, the yafeh one. Fine. Says the Gemara, Tani ben Azay Omer, Shtayim. Shtayim. What does that mean? You have to bring two selahs worth of copper. Not just one selah worth of copper. Two selahs worth of copper. Why is that? Why would you have to bring two selahs worth of copper? So, Reb Zeira Omer, Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is major in Yerushalmi. Reb Zeira. Ma Bechelma. Reb Zeira says, what? I had a dream. I had this following in a dream. You know what I saw in my dream? Kadyecha l'ula bar Yishmael, kufta shmeina. I was giving Ula bar Yishmael a juicy, delicious piece of meat. That's what I saw in my dream. So I didn't know what it meant. Guess what? The next day he came to ask me a kasha, and I gave him an answer to this kasha, and that was the delicious piece of meat that I was giving him. L'machar, asa shale, he came to ask me a kasha. And what was his kasha? Amale l'mashtayim. He asked me this question. Why in our Mishnah, if you have one selah of Ma'aser Sheni, and you have to put the Kedusha onto copper, why do you have to bring a double amount of copper? So he asked me that kasha, and I gave him the answer. Amar le, mitoch sha'at omer lo kein, since you say he's got to do double, hu dochek atzmo upo dosa. We know for sure that he's going to put it back onto the silver. We don't want him to like do silver to copper and then like forget about it, and because the whole thing is bedochek. We don't want it to be done. But if it's done, if we make him bring a double amount of copper, then we could be comfortable and confident that that's what he's going to do. He's going to put it back because he doesn't want to lose. Doesn't want to lose an extra amount of copper. 2 points. Number one, why is the giving over Torah compared to a juicy piece of meat? Juicy piece of meat. I'm giving him a juicy piece of meat. So first of all, it reminds me of the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of the fourth parak of Yisodei Torah. Remember that Rambam? The Rambam of the first four prakim of Yesod, Perak Gimel and Dalet, really. The Rambam speaks about metaphysics and angels and Galgalim and orbits, all these things that I don't understand. And then the Rambam says, this is all pardes. Don't focus so much on this. It's okay. Says the Rambam, Va'ani Omer, She'ein ra'ui lehetayel bapardes. Don't take a walk in the orchard, which means in these deep philosophical discussions, Ela mish and ismale kreso, lechem ubasar. Unless first you fill your stomach with meat and bread. Meat and bread. Lechem ubasar zehu. What's bread and meat? Leida biur ha'asar v'amutar. V'chayotzi behen mishar mitzvahs. Knowing halacha. Knowing halacha, knowing nigle. V'yavo bishetvaram elu davar katan. Even though the rabbis in Chazal called this Davar Katan, because they say Davar Gadol is Ma'aser Merkava, Davar Katan is Avayis Davaya Varava, Afal Pikein Ru'uyin Hein Lahakdiman. But still, you got to do this first. You got to eat the bread and the meat first. Shein Miyashvin Daito Shal Adam Tchila. Because they stabilize a person. Number one. That's an important line. Va'od. But if I start studying metaphysics and the stuff up there, if I'm not grounded well, then it's just not going to be good for my Avodas Hashem. Va'od, Shehein, and also Shehein, they, meaning the mitzvahs, are Hatova HaGadola Sheshbiya Kadosh Baruch Hu Liyishuv HaOlam Hazeh. The greatest gift that Hashem gave us is to do mitzvahs. Kadei Linchol Chayi HaOlam Haba. V'efshar Sheyedem HaKol Gadol V'Katan Ish V'Isha Ba'alev Racha V'Ba'alev Katzar. And everybody can know this, says the Rambam. Everybody can know this. But what does the Rambam call Torah? Lechem Abasar. Lechem Abasar. So here, you got a great piece of meat that Reb Zeira dreamed that he was going to give a great piece of meat to his good friend, and really that meant he would give him a great Dvar Torah. The other idea that maybe this reflects that Torah should be delicious, and Torah should be tasty, and Torah should be enjoyable. And that, of course, is the Reb Avraham and Ahar and the Rishonim and the Egle Tal and the Akronim. Reb Avraham and Ahar, who in Nedar Memches, deals with the issue of, even though if I'm Mudur Hana from a city, I'm not allowed to use the lulav of the city. I'm allowed to use the lulav of the city and the shofar. All those things, because mitzvos, lav lehenos nitnu. But I'm not allowed to use the svarim of the city. Not allowed to use the svarim of the city. Why not? Why can't I use the svarim of the city? Right? Mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvos are not defined by their hana. Says Rav Menahar. This is the Rav Menahar that people quote. If they quote any Rav Menahar. So they quote, he says, to lo shayach time in the mitzvah lehenos nitnu, ela b'mitzvah shituli b'maisa. Shekshe adam osa osa, enu miskavin l'dvar hana. Avo mitzvah limud. But learning, which is all about the knowing the MS, Iker Hatsivui Litsayer Ha MS Ulahis Anig Velehanos Bimada Lasameh Lavovasichlo. The Iker is to be misanig in the idea. Kidirsiv, Pikudi Hashem Yishar Mesamchelev, and that's why an Avil can't learn Torah, Vechulu. And he says, Iker Mitzvaso, Hi Hahana Vahatainug, Bamasha Masig Umevin Belimudo. Wow, that's a Rav Menahar. So this is what happened in the dream. In the dream, it was compared. He was giving his friend a delicious piece of steak, and he was giving him that was a mashal. It's all a mashal. The real ana is the Torah that he's giving over to his friend. The other point to mention, and maybe we'll start with the next year with this, and that is, are dreams meaningful? Could you learn halacha from dreams? Should it be mashpia on my behavior? So maybe we'll start with that next time, and then we'll get into tomorrow's daf, which is more about this issues of switching money to money. That'll be on tomorrow's daf.